Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is a Messiah, a king."
Then Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "You say so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout Judea, from Galilee where he began all the way to this place."
Well, when Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. Well, having learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, well, he sent him off to Herod, who himself was in Jerusalem at that time.
Oh, when Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been waiting and wanting to see him. For he had heard about Jesus and was hoping to see him perform a miracle. Now Herod questioned Jesus at some length, but Jesus gave no answer.
Well, the chief priests and the scribes stood by vehemently accusing him. Even Herod and his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt, and they mocked him. Herod put an elegant robe on Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. Now, this was the day when Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies.
Pilate then called the chief priests, the leaders, and all the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people. And having examined him in your presence, I find him not guilty of any of the accusations that you have made against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. I find no reason to put the man to death. I will therefore have him flogged and released."
But then they all shouted out together, "Away with him! Give us Barabbas!" Now, this was a man who had been put in prison for insurrection and for murder. Well, Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept on shouting,
Crucify him! And a third time, Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept on shouting at the top of their voices that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed.
So Pilate handed down his verdict, that their wish, their demands might be met. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder. And Jesus, he handed over to them as they wished.
As the guards led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country. They made him carry the cross and follow behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were the women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him.
And two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be crucified and put to death with Jesus. When they came to the place called Golgotha, the skull, there they crucified Jesus along with the two criminals, one on his left and one on his right. Jesus said, "Abba, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And the soldiers cast lots to divide his clothing.
And the people stood by, watching. But the leader scoffed at him, saying, "Ah, you saved others. Why don't you save yourself? If you are truly the Messiah, the chosen one." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him vinegar and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him: "This is the king of the Jews."
One of the criminals hanging there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you the king of the Jews? Are you the Messiah? Then save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Have you no fear of God whatsoever? We have received the same sentence as this man. But in our cases, we deserve it. We are paying for what we've done. But this man has done nothing."
Then that criminal said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, you will be with me today in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the land until about 3 in the afternoon, when the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying in a loud voice, "Mother! Into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, Jesus breathed his last.
When the centurion saw what had happened, he praised God and said, "Certainly, certainly, this man was innocent."
Now, when all the crowds who had gathered there for the spectacle saw what had taken place, well, they returned home, beating their breasts. But the friends of Jesus, including all the women who had accompanied him from Galilee, they stood at a distance and watched all this happen.